Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about your dumb drunk, but you're a dumb drunk.
There it is.
You've done something dumb while you're drunk.
Boom.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, we do drunker kids sometimes, and it doesn't have to be an injury thing. This is just, it got inspired by a couple different things. Some people over at Reddit did a good thread, and they got, I mean, some great examples, and we'll give you some of those. But like, did you see the guy, Justin Timberlake played in a golf tournament?
Yeah.
And this guy, I've just seen the still, and I, like, some people just get enamored with celebrities. I get it. But what's going to happen? What do you think is going to happen when you touch a celebrity?
Exactly. Especially on their face.
That's the other thing. If you're going to touch them, touch a shoulder, touch a hand.
Yeah.
Maybe the forearm.
Weenus, but no, don't
the
definitely.
Weenus, yeah, is definitely in the area that you can touch. But it's like his big mug is like his hand is coming in and touching Justin Timberlake on the face.
I do. Yeah. And I respect him. All Justin did was turn around and basically go, dude, really? Come on, bro. Why would you do that, bro?
Why would you touch my face?
Exactly.
The original story that came out said he like slapped him, but he didn't. His hand wasn't like in the picture. Like I saw the still, Justin's face wasn't like being like. So the guy,
brushed it. Just
he just like. It's like he rubbed his face.
He held his hand.
He comes in and was like, "You're so beautiful. Your songs touch my soul." That's a dumb drunk.
Because about 3 seconds after he did that, he had about 16 security people.
Yeah, they folded him into a pretzel.
They did, and then they arrest him because you don't touch JT's face.
You don't touch JT.
No, you don't.
So some of the things from Reddit, and then we've got like our crack interns have found a bunch of other dumb drunk things. And some of them, I don't even know if we can read because I don't want to encourage anybody to do these things. But one of the craziest ones, they stuck regular. It looked like bow tie pasta to me in the picture. They were like, had a hankering for pasta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you're drunk and you're just like, I got to soak this up with something. P.S. Anybody who's an amateur drunk, putting food on top of your drunkenness.
Be careful.
Yeah, it's not going to solve your problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to create a whole new set of problems.
Yeah.
It's going to create a cleaning disaster for you or someone you love later on.
Yeah, later on it's probably dried into something else. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So this person clearly wanted pasta, and they're like, I don't feel like I should boil water right now.
Nope.
So they shoved it into the toaster.
Yes.
And pushed the little toaster down. Because that wouldn't work.
Burns, doesn't it?
Yeah, it would just get more dry.
Yeah.
But then in your drunken mind, you're like, crap, I need water in there. Then you have another hazard.
Oh, just pour it straight into the
water. Yeah, now you've got a ruined toaster and perhaps you're electrocuted.
Dang.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. Someone else set aside money for themselves for more beer.
That's smart.
I remember reading this. It was like this dude who woke up all hungover the next day or whatever, and he left an envelope going, here's money for later. You wanted to spend it, but I wouldn't let you.
That's awesome.
It's like, I think if you're a dumb drunk and you get blackout, like leaving yourself notes is epic.
It is epic. To yourself.
Somebody else responded to a text message from themselves. I don't know how
started arguing.
Damn it, stop texting me. I'm trying to sleep. What? I'm not texting you. You texted me, you idiot. Stop it, calling me an idiot. Like, no, that,
yeah, I see that,
that could totally be me. Do you know I text myself like where my car is and stuff?
Yeah, and also you're smart. You take a picture of your hotel room number the second we get to wherever we're
at. Our friend over at the Audi dealership is a dumb drunk who showed me
how to
do that.
That was brilliant.
He was like, take a picture, because I'm like, I can remember 350, but you don't remember what hotel or what
tower.
Take a picture.
Yeah.
If you're not a professional drinker, or even if you are, take a picture of your hotel number.
And that's smart on your end. So you text yourself where you left your...
I text myself where I park my car at the airport. I text myself. But then... sometimes it takes a while. Like if you're not in a Wi-Fi zone or whatever,
okay,
it takes a while for the text to go through. So I'll send myself the text, and then I'll be sitting there like, I've told everybody I'm off the radar. Leave me alone. And my phone will like, and I'm like,
what?
Who is texting me now? I told everybody not to. And I'm like, oh, it's me.
Hi V.
Oh my God! Thank you for telling me where my car is. Happy face, roll eyes, beer, champagne. Sorry, those are the emojis I use most.
To yourself, I do.
Now here's some of the other ones. How many of these can we actually read?
Couple.
These are just quickies, dumb drunk things people have done. Here's, before we get into these, my question is this, and I'm asking you and Lil D. Mm-hmm. Do you think a single female is going to call? Because I feel like females get drunk and the dumbest thing that they ever do is contact an ex. It's like, oh my God, I let him back in my life. But they don't do.
You're right. Most of these stories are dudes.
When I read these, they're not attributed to a gender.
But you
I don't
can
say,
just know
here's this
they're
one.
Dudes.
This past Thanksgiving, I drank a candle. Signed Jennifer. No, it's not.
No,
it's
not. I instantly a picture a dude move.
I don't even care if it smells like pumpkin spice.
He just downed
no
it.
No girl's like, oh yeah. What happens to your body?
Oh, right?
Wouldn't it close you? Because then it's going to
burn you all the way.
It's going to burn,
then
solidify.
Dry, yeah.
And then
wow.
You've got to
light it on fire again and melt it all off somehow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it no longer smells like pumpkin spice, if you know what I'm saying. Slept on my front porch because I couldn't find my keys. They were in my left hand. Guy or girl?
Oh, it's guy.
That's a guy.
I feel guy.
That's a guy. Yeah. Made a number two behind my mom's couch. Tried to clean it with the vacuum cleaner, but that only moved the problem. Now we have a smelly vacuum cleaner.
Nice picture, dude.
That's a dude. Yeah. I mean, oh God. Stapled my stuff to a table.
Yeah, they were playing like one up each other. So his buddy stapled something to his forehead. So this guy whips out his you know what and staples it to a...
Mm-hmm. He's no longer fertile.
But he won. He won the one up.
Congratulations. Here's a drunk man who climbed an electricity pole, knocked out power for an entire village and gets stranded upside down for 4 hours.
Good.
Well, I mean, he climbed the transmission tower of 1,320,000 volts.
You moron.
He climbed it four times after getting drunk.
Four?
Yeah. The last time he got tangled in the iron frame and hung upside down for about four hours.
But then he knocked out power to a whole village.
Yeah, the entire village for 4 hours.
Without a flux capacitor.
Firozabad! The whole Firozabad district was dark because of Gabar Singh, who was on top of the tower with 1.21 gigawatts. Another dude, police had to catch him because he stole a mannequin.
Oh, when they caught him, they mm-hmm. found him in the mannequin. Mm-hmm.
He dressed her in a brown bob wig, spandex dress, and rhinestone stilettos. Sorry.
A bob wig? Is he trying to make her look like somebody's particular?
Somebody, yes. He put it in the back of his Tacoma. What kind of tool drives that?
You.
I got it. Thankfully, it's not in my town.
These are your people, you know. The Tacoma guy.
My Tacoma people, we like to grab mannequins and take them home. Yeah, and I had a friend who, made a number two.
What?
In his pants. Because we were trying to, I've told you this before, it's one of the worst stories I've ever been a part of, and I don't want them all to be number two stories, but this guy, we were trying to get into his house, and he was locked out, and his wife was inside, and she was mad at him for being drunk, and he was like, go around the back, here's where the Heideki is, so I went around back, he made a number two in his pants, and he, instead of just taking his pants off to get it out, he decided to, like, push it down his pant leg
what?
To get it out his boots.
The heck?
Yeah, I got there when he was almost to the knee.
So then it went right in
like,
the boot.
I was like, you could have gone the other way. So he starts like scrunching.
Ah, what?
His leg. And his wife opened the door right then. And I was like, ta-da! he's all yours. Congratulations.
Look out for the boots, though.
Oh, my God. Yuck. Anyway, if you've done something dumb while you were drunk, we would love to hear your story. Jenna.
Yay.
What'd you do?
I got drunk. I ran into a lamp, and then I had an argument with it for 15 minutes about how it needed to be quiet.
Yeah, let me guess. It won.
Don't give me that silent treatment crap.
Yeah, pretty much. It like made a bunch of noise. And I sat there arguing with it until my sister walked in and she was like, what in the world are you doing?
I'm taking this guy out. Did you yeah. think it was a person? Is that why you were talking to it? Or you were just at a point where the lamp had enough personality because of your interaction with it?
You know, I knew it was a lamp, but when I ran into it, it made so much noise and I needed to be quiet. So I blamed the lamp for
I get it.
Instead of running into it.
You see, lamp, you gotta be more, you know.
Yeah, you gotta accept personal responsibility for your actions, and you were really loud right there. It wasn't me.
No, that was the lamp's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome,
exactly.
Jenna.
How's your relationship with the lamp now?
Right.
Are you guys good?
Awkward?
Are you tight?
We're good. We're fine. I still have it.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
We hang out all the time.
I bet you do. Did she record any of it, or is it just a memory for you guys?
No, it's just a memory.
Wow.
Sadly.
I wish we could see video of you talking to your lamp.
That's fun, Jenna.
Thank you for the call. Sarah.
Yay.
Dumb drunks.
Dumb drunks. It was my sister's 21st birthday, and we went out to the bar, and we were getting tanked. Took a shot, dropped the glass. I went to go pick up the glass, and in the meantime, my sister jumped on my back, not realizing she was wasted, and sliced my hand. So I ran to the bathroom, and nobody even knew I was injured. And while I was in the bathroom, I looked in between my fingers, and basically I had the deepest paper cut I've ever seen in my life, and I could see the tendons. It was terrible. While I was in the bathroom.
And you're bleeding out because you're hammered.
Oh, yeah. I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding out. I'm hammered. I'm panicking. And so one of the bartenders comes in with a dirty rag from behind the bar and tries to shove it in between my fingers.
It's got alcohol in it, sort of.
Disgusting. And I fainted. And when I fell, I hit the right side of my head on the paper towel dispenser, the left side of my head on the counter, and the back of my head on the floor.
Oh, my.
So I had three giant knots and bruises. And at this time, too, was like the first time I was meeting this was 4 years ago, so my now boyfriend, and it was like our first date, and he had to take me to the hospital. And at the end of the day, they only gave me one stitch after all that, one stitch in my hand.
But you walked out looking like a war victim, like you've been in combat.
Mm-hmm. Like a hot mess.
Happy birthday, sister.
Yeah, exactly. And then to end the night, I went back to the bar. He took me back to them because we had rode together. And I pull up to the bar, and both of them, I have two sisters. Both of them are standing out with the cops, and they got in a fight, and we're in handcuffs about to go to jail.
Jeez.
Steve and I would love to party with your family.
Yeah, you guys know how to.
Something about you guys sounds really fun. Thank you, Sarah. Jen.
Yes.
Dumb drunks.
Oh my gosh, so drunk. I apparently couldn't find the toilet, and so I peed in the bathroom vanity drawer that had my toothbrush and my hairbrush in it.
So the sink is right there, also made of porcelain.
Well,
sort of ish.
So it's the top thing,
right?
It's
still got a bowl.
My butt up onto the sink because it's a little bit high.
Yeah. So opening the drawer seemed like a good idea.
Right there too.
You forgot to close the toilet.
I don't know. And I woke up the next morning and I'm like, why is all this stuff wet?
Thank you for the call, Jen. That's horrifying.
Yeah.
Like you pull a drawer, you know it's not a toilet.
Exactly.
If you gotta pull it out.
Then you got your toiletry. Yeah.
Annie.
Yay.
Dumb drunk.
Yes. Oh, boy. Everyone has their moment. So it was my bachelorette party, and we were at a relatively swanky hotel for the weekend. And I've been doing a lot of yoga, prepping for the wedding. And I saw a kind of a high top bar in very swanky area of the hotel, and proceeded to go into a very nice little yoga flow. I got caught by the housekeeping staff doing Cobra on top of the bar.
And Cobra's hard.
Is Cobra hard?
Yeah.
Time out. $1,000. Get down and do something even resembles it.
Oh.
You don't even know. The only move you know is downward dog because it's got dog in it and you think it's so kitschy to say to a girl before you bed her.
No, Annie will back me up. Cobra's pretty hard.
Is Cobra hard?
I don't think so. It's just the one where you're on your stomach and you push up from your elbows.
It's that stomach one.
No. do you get arrested for doing yoga, or do they just let you go?
Yeah.
Well, there was this lovely housekeeper with an accent, and I like mid push up onto my elbow. She goes, "What are you doing?" I just look at her mortified, full bridal regalia, and I'm like, I'm just doing some yoga.
Oh, stop now, though. Thank you. That was the Cobra, in case you're keeping score. Lindsay.
Yay.
Dumb drunk.
Hi. I was living in Waikiki at the time, and there was a tsunami warning, but we had missed the evacuation time, so we went down to the beach to watch the tsunami.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So
you know what a tsunami is now, right?
Yes.
We all have close seats for this.
What are you?
Clearly you didn't die.
No, I mean, there wasn't really a tsunami that came, but there was just a warning and we missed the evacuation.
Oh. Had there been.
Yeah, you're the first to die.
Yeah, you are.
Yes.
That's not bright, Lindsay. Last one here, Nicole.
Yay.
Dumb drunks.
So I was really drunk one night and I decided to chase a skunk because it was really cute. And I got sprayed by the skunk and we only had tomatoes, like spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
And so we used that to try to get it out and it didn't come out and my couch ended up smelling like skunk. So I had to get a new one.
Your couch smelled like skunk and it probably also looked like a pasta stain.
Yeah, I actually rinsed off though.
Yeah.
It didn't look that bad. It just smelled horrible.
All right. Pro tip. Don't open your drawer to pee and don't chase a skunk. More dumb drunk moments. We'll take them online.
Facebook.com/SlackerAndSteveFans.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.